Yes, this is as big as it gets because I've been around for a little while, but I'm back again. Had a couple of weeks break, season two rolls on, and I welcome back very, very special friend of the show, probably the game's record holder for being on Match Hats. It's Brian.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The game's record holder, that's a new one. It's on the same pathway as like Boomer Harvey and Co.
I would say so. Wow, I mean, you're the inaugural guest, and then we can't find someone else. I went, Brian, come back.
Just get back on. Oh, yeah. Good old-fashioned quick potty. I thought, let's do it.
Yeah, nice short and sharp one because, you know, haven't released something for a while. Got to make sure something's still released. Still looking for a few guests, and I'm working. I've been in contact with a few people, which we'll discuss very, very soon.
Are they as big as Usman Khedira?
Oh, Usman Khedira was pretty big.
He was massive. You had him, and I was very excited. Tell you what, that was
Pakistani leg spinner.
Yeah, he was a legend. He's a legend of the club.
Scorchers or the Matt Chats club?
Both. The Scorchers. He was phenomenal. He played a couple of games.
Maybe we try and get him back on.
I could get him back on. Get him back on. Get him to talk a bit. Usman Khedira in my ear. Oh.
Oh, unbelievable.
He's an absolute legend, I mean.
Unbelievable. Plenty of stuff we're going to talk about, Bryce. I want to start off with the AFL. I know you're a West Coast fan. It's not going too well.
Look, has the season even happened, or have we had a 12-round bye?
A 12-round bye?
No, maybe like 11 rounds, because obviously we did beat the Pies. I have no idea how.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Mate.
I can't wait till the end of the year when Collingwood missed the 8 by game.
I actually have thought that. Like, Collingwood has a big game still to come.
Yeah.
And honestly speaking, if they miss out on the 8 by literally that win, you'd be fuming as a Collingwood fan.
I'll chop off my own toes.
And you know something? Don't even blame me. I think it was just a little look back on that, and I'm amazed the Eagles even got one win. Look, you know what? I'll give the Eagles an A-plus grading for that one win. Done.
Look, when I watched that game, I was upset, but I was like, okay, we lost to West Coast. As every week goes by, you go, how did that happen?
But here's the thing, though. West Coast, at the early start mark of the season, were playing some actual, if I'm being honest with you, they had the top up players in, and they played some
their
good
first
footy.
Month wasn't horrible.
Gold Coast, we played Gold Coast. Gold Coast have had a pretty good season so far. They've beaten some pretty impressive teams. They've put Melbourne to the limit in the second round of the season. Scrappy game, they pushed Melbourne to the limit. But then you look back and you go, West Coast then had at home, they had North Melbourne, round two. Then they went back. That was a Barkins Fremantle. I'm not going to say anything about that one, round three. Yeah. But then they went back over and beat the Pies.
Oh, how exciting.
And then the rest of the season's been, now they're all seven in a row.
It's been putrid.
By an average of 50 points. How's it work?
Putrid.
How's
it's
it work?
Been horrible. But look, you should get the first draft pick.
Look, at this point in time, my biggest thing is, like, I look at percentage and go, should we just be, I'm never condoning this, but should we just be losing by enough to get the number one draft pick?
I mean, does it really matter now?
Yeah. At the same time, number one or two, I think, would be fantastic. If North Melbourne, okay, my question then, you're a neutral fan because you're not an Eagles fan.
No.
So my thoughts on this scenario is this. North Melbourne looks set to get awarded a priority pick.
Mm.
Should West Coast ask one too then, if North Melbourne are going to get one?
You're dreaming. You're in a land of dream.
But then, I don't. Well, then,
you've had some success.
Yeah, but then the thing is, though,
I don't think North should get one either.
That's the main, though.
As well.
That's just, it's contradicting the AFL.
I don't think anyone should get a priority pick. I think it's a joke, but there's no chance of West Coast getting a priority pick.
I just don't get the priority pick rules anymore. Why? The AFL got rid of it because of after Melbourne's tanking episode. I know that why.
There should just never be priority picks.
Yeah.
Sorry. On the weekend, Collingwood had a win.
Very impressive.
There was a moment there where Chad Wingard, did you see what he did?
I actually get to see the game, being honest. I was out. I didn't get to see the end of the game.
When Jack Ginnivan kicked a goal against Freo, five goals up, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty safe to do the old celebration before he kicked it.
Yeah.
To hit the front, Wingard does it. Before he kicks the goal, came out to bite him because he kicked the goal, but we went on to win. Look, I don't actually have too much of an issue with it. Just don't do it until you're home.
Jack Ginnivan did it against Fremantle. However, they're up about 20 points.
Exactly.
Big difference.
Exactly.
Big difference. The other issue is, it was a 3 or 4 point swing. Like, that game against them was 20 points. That was a game. That was basically the kick to seal the game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Chad Wingard's a flog. Because, yeah, Jack Ginnivan caused a lot of shit so far this year, but Jack Ginnivan at least knew, 20 points up. Chad Wingard, you're 3 points up, mate. You're 3 points up, you freaking tool. Like, wake up to yourself, and Freo fans. Yeah, I have no problem with what Jack Ginnivan did.
Oh, look, I liked it. The Freo fans probably didn't like it too much.
No. But you know what I find funny? Is Freo fans can play with Jack Ginnivan. They had a little play running around years ago called Hayden Ballantyne did the same shit.
No, did he ever celebrate early?
Oh, he's done it a couple of times. I remember a little thing called 2011 Western Derby when he had a kick and he thought he kicked the goal after the siren.
But it looked like it was in. He thought he'd kick the goal.
He hit the post.
Yeah, but it's not like he celebrated before he kicked the ball. You know what I mean?
Still, though. Freo fans still complain about Jack Ginnivan and how he's a dirty player and all this and that. But it's like, Freo fans, you do realise you had Hayden Ballantyne all those years ago.
Did you like Ballantyne?
Huh? Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I don't mind Ginnivan, but not, like, I respect the players, but I didn't like some of their antics. Mm.
Okay. Also, obviously, big week in terms of the Melbourne Football Club.
Oh, mate, this is a debacle.
It's been very interesting.
Their wheels are falling off.
Mate, they're done. They're not going to win another game. They'll miss the eight.
They'll miss the eight by a mile, yeah. They're done.
It's over.
No Melbourne. No, seriously, though. Melbourne footy fans, Melbourne Football Club as a whole, Simon Goodwin needs to make a stand here. Stephen May, 1 week for a punch-up drinking, going out, breaking concussion protocols. No. This should be 5 weeks.
I agree.
5 weeks should be, because that is absolute debacle. He's gone ahead and broken Jake Melksham's hand in the punch-up. Told Melksham they wouldn't have won the grand final if he played. The Dicks won by 74 points.
Mate, Jake
Melksham... I didn't know Jake Melksham was such a swinger.
He might have leaked a few goals. You don't know.
I get you're drunk and if you had a few bevvies, but far out. Absolute tool.
Look, you just don't know what could happen.
How was that man captain the Gold Coast? I wonder why Gold Coast sucked when he was there.
He was playing forward, back, he's playing everywhere at the Gold Coast.
He was, to be fair.
Now, we won't stay on footy for too long. Now, I know that before you came on, the last episode we did.
Yes.
We did the songs.
Oh, the songs.
The songs. Now,
have you heard LA Vision?
West LA?
West LA, sorry. Yeah.
You've heard West LA, bits of it.
That was yours.
You didn't hear Stephen Kemp's one. You heard Sean Ingram's one, Big Booty Latina's the instrumental. I played that for you. You recall that?
Oh, I do recall that one. Yep.
Now, Stephen Kemp's. I'm going to play you Stephen Kemp's.
And he's a big fan of the show, too. He's a huge fan of the show.
Oh, he's been on... He's probably his second year for Gaines Record.
He is.
I'm going to play this year, and you can tell me what you think.
So absolute legend of the club.
2 minutes. There you go. Just sit back and enjoy. I'll
enjoy the show.
This is called... it's called Once Shot... Twice Gunshy or something by he's named him and his band or posse two dogs. Alright, you ready?
Oh, here we go, it's gonna be fun.
Here we go. Hang on.
We'll be right back.
brother. What were your thoughts there on Stephen Kemp's song?
First of all, are they his dogs?
It's one dog, but yes, it is his dog. I can say the look on your face was disturbed and confused.
I'm lost for words.
You're lost.
I didn't know there was a thing called a music genre called canine jazz.
Canine jazz. I like
canine jazz grunge rock with a bit of synth pop.
Canine jazz grunge rock with a bit of
synth rock pop. There you go.
Synth pop. Okay, interesting. So, look, you've heard West LA, mate. West LA must top that.
I do. I okay. First of all, Sean, great dude. His song instrumental a bit lazy. I felt.
Oh no.
A bit lazy. I felt. Secondly, I'm going to say Stephen Kemp's rendition of that. Different, unusual.
Yeah.
But I have to give the win to you. I think the host has come out, has got the brief and gone, got the brief, smashed the brief in half and just gone, bang! That's my slaughter. Absolutely.
I appreciate it. It's not many times I'd call you a good bloke. But I guess this is one of those times.
Nah, look, all three of them did really well, but that grunge rock, synth pop, canine mix.
Canine jazz?
Yeah, canine jazz, pop, rock, yep. Not quite there to me. Just not quite there. Just almost, need a little more.
Almost?
Almost. I think it was a fantastic song, and I think he's done a really good job, but just not quite the mix I was looking for. I think yours, with the rapping and the song, and the should have a lot of people calling. I can see you supporting Two Mac in 2 years.
Really? Wow. Mm. Unbelievable. Now, that's what I want to know.
His
as
next
well.
Free concert at Hillary's.
Yeah, I'll be there. I want to know because you've been sort of sprouting that the winner would get to come on your breakfast show and perform. Now, you can't deny that you just said I won. Oh, he's put it in it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did say you won. You can go on this week's breakfast show. This week's breakfast show is Marlo and Oz. It's the Moz show.
Oh, yeah. Don't you usually do Friday breakfast?
Yeah, Jazz and I, but we've got to drive for this week because I'm away on a work experience.
Oh, so it's a bit of a swap.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm available for drive. It actually suits me better.
I'll have a chat with my people. You chat with your people. I'll chat with Jazz and say we got an interview.
Just get me on the phone. Don't even tell her. Just go. We've got this this singer. He does. He's releasing his new song, West LA, and just. Have me on and ask me the real questions.
Fuck, man.
I don't reckon she'll recognise or realise.
She'll know who it is. She doesn't know you well enough, but she might go... Mm. She might do, because she has hang around a bit when...
A little bit, yeah. But you need... Obviously, you need my name, and you can't use Matthew Arrowsmith or she'll know.
West LA.
No, but the name of the song is West LA.
I'll say your name is the LA Eyes with West LA.
LA Eyes?
I don't know.
L.A. Eyes.
I'm making up shit here, mate. I'm trying to help you out. How about Marrow, the Marrowsmith?
Maybe. I mean, I still think that your song or DJ name should be Braz. Yo.
DJ Braz.
DJ Braz. This is DJ Braz, and you're watching ABC 3.
That's what it sounds like, too. You're watching ABC Kids for me.
Yeah, see? So I don't know what I'll go with. Maybe Luke Partica.
Luke Partica. Well, why don't you go with Coil to Fancy or the Cordial to the Fancy, right? So go Cordial. You're Cordial. The Cordials.
Blue Cordial.
That's there you right go. There. Blue Cordial. Wow.
So look, now you've got to commit to this. This is it. We can fool this girl. She's your coach. She's like, I've got an interview with this DJ / singer. Blue Cordial. This will work.
Okay, I think this will be pretty funny content. We'll do a cross promotion. I think it's going to be good. Right. She has no idea yet.
So I'm on the phone. I
she
just
was
do
none,
the interview.
None the wiser. All right. I'll pay. We'll get her. All right. We'll get her good.
And then you can play the song and she can just go, what is going on?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? She's a homeschool girl. She'll have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, just tell. And we'll say when my album launches and stuff, and, you know, get down to the garden or whatever, wherever it is.
Badlands Bar. Badlands, Maylands, Lyrics Underground.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, it'll be quite funny.
Okay.
I think you got something to roll with there. I'll get back to you.
How did I sink that one in?
Oh, mate, you'll have to. Another thing I did want to speak to.
Oh, here we go.
About now. While you're here.
All right.
Big Brother.
Oh, yes. Fuck me. Sideways. Let's stick that up and pop it smoke. Let's do
you're,
it. All
you're, right. you're a huge Big Brother fan.
Massive fan. Massive. This year, I tell you what, people don't know, I actually nearly got on Big Brother.
Did you?
I did. I made the audition stage. I narrowly missed out because of they were doing all these versus newbies. So if I was doing all newbies, I would have gone the series.
What a joke.
It's okay.
Did you fight someone?
Well, I kind of get it, though.
So anyway, talk us through the stages. So what, you started with what? You send in an audition video.
Audition video and stuff like that.
How long's an audition video got to be?
It's fucking minute and a half.
And what do they want? What did you do?
You have to talk about yourself a bit. Because what they do is they'll...
Is it just a selfie video?
Yeah. So they'll send the producers out to... Because I have to obviously sign these documents to confidentiality and stuff. So they'll send the producers out to... sent the producers out to audition you again.
They came to you?
Hmm? No. You go to see them. Sorry. Oh. But I'm saying is afterwards, if you... You know how they have those start videos? Those ones that they've put together?
Yeah.
They have them come out to you.
Oh, and redo your start video. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So basically what happened was they were...
And how long was your video? 60 to 90 seconds.
About 68 seconds.
And what? You literally just had your selfie camera on and be like, I'm Bryza.
Told them the stories. Told them who I was, what I used to do, what I do now. Yeah. So I'm a student.
You didn't have to be like, oh, I'm going to be real strategy type in the game. You're just more about yourself first.
Yeah, yourself first, and then you say to them, and then they ask you what type of player you're going to be.
Did they call you? Is that what happened next?
No, on the actual questionnaire.
Oh, okay.
So they will say, what type of player you want to be? And I said, well, I'll be... My whole game plan was, I'm a nice person, but I'm very deceitful.
Oh, fries are bang.
And then they must have liked that. So then I, which probably no lie... so then I went on there, and then next round of auditions, I got to the second. I think it was.
So they call you? Is that what happened?
Yeah. So the producers call me. Say.
And what happened? What did they say?
They were just like, we'll go next stage. We'll do a face to face. So I went to a secret location.
Perth. So you had to meet them in Perth.
Yes.
This wasn't via like Skype. You went and met them face to face in Perth.
So what I did was I had to go, and it was like an office thing, like a Zoom call, but in another office. They want so like they because it's reality TV, all confidential links. So they wanted, rather than doing it via Zoom, like at your home, they took you to like I was the 7 building.
Oh, okay.
Because 7 hosts. I was going to say 10 then, 7. I meant 7. And then I did a little thing there. And then they went to the next round. And they said to me, basically, they basically email/call, like a face-to-face call, and they like an email saying link to call, basically Zoom again, and said, unfortunately, this year we've gone against you because of the fact of newbies versus oldies. And then they said, don't tell anyone, but basically we're bringing back a couple of oldies this year.
Mm.
So I said, okay, that's fine. So I come to the agreement saying don't tell anyone, because otherwise you can get in shit with the wrong hands.
But obviously you can tell people now.
Yeah.
So when you did this Zoom call...
Yeah.
How long was this Zoom call approximately?
20 minutes.
What sort of things did they ask you?
What was stupid? Okay. They're asking you basically the same questions they've got on the fucking piece of paper to see if you're telling the truth.
Oh.
And then they'll go and ask you more questions. Like, they'll just say, oh, how would you manage conflict? And how would you do this? And how would you do that? And they'll say, like, if there was 3 celebrities, who would you invite to dinner?
Okay.
And then, like, what's your favourite meal? What's your favourite food? What's this? What's that? And you watch the show and you go, okay, they have looked at everyone's questionnaire, because you see how they got the stuff they sometimes chuck away and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I did get very close. I mean, I can't complain too much. I'll try again next season.
So, of course. So if I was to apply, I'll go real controversial. Maybe I'll say that I'm a... I like to get in romantic relationships, but I swing both ways. I'm going to try hook up with every man and female in the house.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm going to try it on with all of them.
Hilarious. You do it for money. Do it for money.
Yeah. Unless one of the voices says yes, then I might have to reveal my true identity.
I love not men.
Yeah, I said, oh, no, not till marriage, mate.
So no spoilers, of course, but how are you rating Big Brother this season so far?
I like it.
I like it too.
I'm a fan.
Big fan. Tim Drew.
Tully.
Tully.
Sick of her.
Reggie's funny.
Reggie's
funny. So oblivious.
Reggie's funny because she's clueless.
She's so funny on the show.
But she probably notices more than we think she notices, but she also is silly because she is very clueless.
So I've talked to one of this week, because I've been at a workplace. Now, I've spoken to Nathan Morris. He was on season one or two of The Original Big Brother back on Channel 10.
Yeah.
And I said to him, what are your thoughts on the new version? And he goes, honestly, a lot of the old contestants love the new version. And Nathan goes, only reason why I didn't go, I would have got on if they asked me to. The only reason why he didn't was because when they filmed it was during borders closures at COVID.
Yeah.
So he decided not to go over there. Obviously, JC got on there from WA, but JC, I think, has been doing some work over there anyway. I think he was on tour.
He's going on tour, yeah.
So he was on. He was getting some stuff over for his tour anyway, so he was already over there. However, Nathan was like, because back then, 6-7 days a week live is when they were on. Like, they used to do all the shows live. So he goes, I love the new format. It's a very good format. I was like, oh.
I'm sort of, I can see that. Because I feel like, in my head, I'm like, I wouldn't mind it going back to the old format, but I feel like now that we've got used to so many constant evictions and stuff, I feel like you'd go back to the old format, and you'd be like, I'm bored.
Be too slow.
Yeah.
Be far too slow. Yeah, they have challenges. Friday Night Live was always fun on 10.
That was good.
But I think it's just too slow. It'll be too slow. It's fast-paced now. It's fast-paced. The action is ongoing, and I think that the way they do it now is great, and it shows you why the Survivor format, which they've kind of replicated, is so popular.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see how this season unfolds. Who's your tip to win from here? Hang on. Do you think it'll be an OG or a newbie?
Only OG.
I think an OG as well. But do you think it's hard for them to manipulate it? You hope they don't. Would Channel 7 try and manipulate it so that an OG didn't win?
That's my worry. I honestly originally thought that Trevor would be a good chance.
Like, imagine, let's just say Tim wins again.
Well, Tim came third in the Canadian version. So I think there's a strong, strong possibility. Don't think Drew will win. Drew will win. Drew will be gone in a couple of weeks.
What do you think of Estelle?
She has her moments.
I like her. I don't mind her.
No, she does have her moments that she gets a bit annoying, too much, I think. I would love to see, I think, a fairy tale. I think I'd love to see Reggie win again, being honest. But
that'd be good.
Dave's, I think, will be gone too. I think he's too out there at times.
Yeah, he goes a bit strange sometimes.
I like Tim. I like Tim. Tim, because he's just so out.
Tim plays the game as well.
I don't like Johnson.
Don't like
him? I'm not a huge fan of Johnson. I never have been.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of him. I think he's just a bit of an arrogant dick.
He's playing the game. Yeah, he loves Big Brother.
He does love Big Brother. How about the guy? Oh, I don't know who Big Brother is. Oh, that's my game plan.
What's his name? Brenton?
Oh, I don't know who Big Brother is. Oh, I think he is some... Oh, Trevor, are you Big Brother? Oh, Dave, are you Big Brother? Fucking idiot. Like, fuck me sideways, you useless prick. Get him out of the house.
So,
He's a dickhead.
We'll have to wait and see how it unfolds. No doubt there'll be a few more twists. I reckon we'll see a few more people get eliminated and probably get saved.
Yep.
End up in some sort of attic. Who knows? We know that SJ and bloody someone else ended up in the attic last year. Do you think... I'd like to see maybe all eliminated housemates come back for one challenge, and whoever wins that challenge gets back in.
I wouldn't mind this year. Yeah. I think it would spice things up. It'll be really different.
As long as it's someone I like and not someone like Sam. Sam.
Too fair, though. Since she's left, she's probably had to go with Drew, which is pretty funny.
Well, they tried dating. Yeah. They were together for like a month or something and just didn't work. Oh. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, look, I still think Tully loves Drew, but I'm not going to say much more than
that. Now, one thing that I know you're very passionate about, I know you're a big fan of Aldi.
Oh, here we go. Aldi.
So I just wanted to have a look at what they've got in there in terms of their special buys at the moment. So,
give me some special buys, mate. I bought a pump from the other day.
A pump?
A pump for my ball.
Oh, like a ball pump. Oh, okay.
they had one that was like a carb test ball pump. It was very good.
Wow. Did it work all right?
Yeah, it goes all right. It's like the ones you get at the rec centres.
Right. So let's have a look here at their special buys. Let's see the range. Well, special buy, if it wants to show me. Yeah, featured products. We've got some women's long-line fashion puffer jackets. Would that be something down your alley?
Mate, I've already got 10 of those.
I don't think you do, but okay. I've never heard of this brand. Medion Akoya all-in-one PC.
Say again, sorry?
A Medion Akoya all-in-one PC. That's $999.
How much?
$999.
Is this online?
I'm online.
Some stuff you can't actually get in Perth. I know that for a fact, and other ones because only online.
And that's how they get you. There's soccer goals they sell.
I've seen that one.
Children's wicker beds. Gee, they're not going to be strong. They're $89. Oh, I can hear kids going straight through that.
They'll jump and they go, bang!
Is this is this the pump you brought? The Shapachi silenced air compressor, 24 litres, for $150.
Oh, luckily no. I bought a handheld one.
Okay, fair enough. What else we got here? We got an ergonomic mouse, which means, you know, differently shaped. Gone, what?
I've got a rant. Oh. Off topic for a second. We're talking about shops. I've got a rant. Okay. You know, I talked about chips recently and the whole potato that was in there with burnt chips.
Early days of Matt Chats where you complained, yes.
7 years again. Yahoo 7 with their freaking articles. It went to Aldi, but this is Yahoo 7, okay? So, Tip Top brought out Scone Toast.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
It looks amazing.
I haven't tried it.
It's been out for 2 months, and 7 suddenly go, oh, Tip Top with their latest invention, Scone Toast.
Oh, Ryan's gonna get angry.
The gin.
Oh, he's on the
fucking mic. Fuck you, piece of fucking shit.
Yep, continue.
The scone. Toast. Tip top from scone. Whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, Ryan's in a fight with
Fusion
the
studio. Ryan. Fucking first year studio. Okay. It's been out for 2 months. 8 weeks ago, and they write one 2 days ago, the fact on Monday. Oh, there's a new one. These are the latest ones from Tip Top. Maybe some actual good journalism, 7. You got nothing slow news day, is it? by the way, it's a really nice toast. It's an amazing toast. Put some cream and fucking jam on it. It's like top notch. It's schmick.
Bryce is here. Let us know how good that scone toast is.
Scone toast is amazing too, by the way.
Okay.
But fuck me, 7. Your articles. It's like the freaking potato chips and whole leaf salad and Caesar salad. What the far out are you doing? All right. I'm good now. Thank you.
Are you okay?
Oh, I think so. Fucking Yahoo 7.
Are you sure?
I'm angry.
Okay.
It's a bit warm.
Now, you're going to have to take your jacket off. Now, you've calmed down?
I'm good now. I'm standing up, though, because I feel I'm going to pump up again.
All right.
Pump
now,
my chest.
Before we finish.
Yeah, off, okay.
Now, foods that have been around that maybe have been discontinued that you maybe want to see come back. Are there any that you can think of off the top of your head?
The question the other day I got asked this too. And I was actually thinking, do you remember one of them, you know Yogo? The yogurts you can still buy.
Yeah.
But they had the like Gorilla Mix and all that. So you had like ones with M&Ms you could dump in, you had ones with chalk chips. Yeah, that was early 2000s.
Wow.
Late 2000s, that was delicious.
Just having a look at it. Ranking discontinued Australian foods from Keep It to I Need This Back in My Life. We got a
Dunkaroos.
Yeah, apparently I didn't even know these weren't a thing anymore. You know the biscuits with like the Vegemite dip in the side.
I found out last week that they'll discontinue. I didn't realise that.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
The best Australian discontinued foods. What else have we got here? Some of the I remember though, like a chocolate bar with M&Ms in them.
They were amazing. I used to have those all the time at school.
Why'd they get rid of them?
I have no idea. Probably. Oh, they're too big for kids. They're too fat for kids.
In terms of other stuff, it all looks pretty stock standard.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a young fella, maybe, excuse me, 9 or 10.
Mm.
They used to have a Diet Coke Lemon. I was a big fan of that.
That'd be quite nice.
That was the good stuff.
That could be quite nice.
That was the good stuff, let me tell you.
Diet Coke Lemon.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, like Pepsi Max Lime, but it was Diet Coke Lemon. Or Coke Vanilla, it was Diet Coke Lemon.
No fucking shit, mate.
Right.
It's basically the same thing.
I'm just explaining it to you. You seem very confused.
I respect that. And people listening too, Diet Coke Lemon,
Yeah.
It was tasty according to Matt. It's the same thing. It's basically, apparently, it's like vanilla Coke, but lemon.
Yes. And you heard it here first.
Also lime Pepsi, but lemon.
Yes.
Have it raspberry Coke, but lemon.
Apparently the lime Pepsi Max is very good. I never got to taste it, but I've heard apparently very nice.
Do you know which one's nice at the moment? Mango Pepsi Max.
It's okay. I don't love it. I'm not going to go out of my way just to enjoy a nice cold mango Pepsi Max, but I don't hate it either.
They released apricot the other day, or like a week
ago. Apricot,
years
I haven't tried that one.
Oh.
They've re-released, they started bringing back...
Probably, I'm not a big fan of apricots anyway.
So. Raspberry Fanta's back, a bit more...
I did see that.
...popular.
I did see that.
I don't mind that. Usually, most no-sugar drinks taste all right. I tried the no-sugar raspberry Fanta, not great. It was pretty... Just lacked something. I don't know what it was. Probably sugar.
The issue is, so people drink no sugar. I get it too. Yeah. I can't. There's something in the substitute they use. I can't drink.
Oh.
So I have to drink the sugary stuff.
Oh dear.
I don't know if it's like mum and I are the same. I don't know whether it's like almost like we're allergic to it. I think it's something. There's something like that chemical they use instead.
Oh.
The sweetener. There's something in it we can't drink. Otherwise, it gives us very bad headaches.
Oh, dear.
I know it's weird. It sounds weird, but tell people I know I've got it. It's something that happens.
Well, they recently brought back in a biscuit. That's what used to be.
Yeah, I did see that.
That was
discontinued.
Big when I was younger anyway. But there was one at... there's also some KFC things that they take away. And you're like, why'd they take that away?
You get freaking starred. You know they should keep around all year long?
Yeah.
Something that's so easy sometimes. I get... Just if you don't want much to eat from KFC, but you're going to KFC with your friends and stuff, the 4.95 fill-ups.
They're quite good.
They're amazing. Like, get 2 bits of chicken, potato and gravy, dinner roll. Who the fuck goes to KFC for dinner roll, but still dinner roll.
The dinner rolls are quite nice.
They're quite nice.
Some people don't like them.
Putting the gravy and chips in. I'll make a sandwich. Nice, put the chips in there, put the gravy.
That bread's nice and soft.
Mate, put the gravy in there, put the chips in there. The gravy can be used as a lubricant for it. Then
a lubricant? You can use the gravy as a really good lubricant for your bread. A lubricant.
I had to say it on purpose.
Oh, my God. Anyway, also, another couple of things from KFC. They used to have those, you know, those snack twisters? You remember?
Yeah, they were tasty.
Like
they were
chicken.
Quite...
Why'd they stop?
Yeah, they were quite good.
Crushers? What happened to Crushers?
Crushers are gone. You know that you can now buy... I went to Hungry Jack's today. You can actually buy... like ice chocolates and stuff from there. They've done their own little dessert range of drinks, big drinks.
Unbelievable. Mm. There is one other one that I remember from KFC, and I don't think this one was super hot yet, but I enjoyed it.
Mm.
It was like KFC chicken, but it was like honey barbecue.
Yes.
So they would sort of put the honey barbecue in and be crispier. Sort of like the...
I know what you're talking about.
You know how the spicy fried chicken is sort of crispier than the original?
Yep.
It was like... the spicy fried chicken crispiness without the spice and some barbecue-ness.
I know what you're talking about there, exactly. When you go to KFC, do you get their spicy chicken or do you get their plain? I always get the spicy. I prefer the spicy. Do you mix it? You're a mixer.
Sometimes I'll get the spice, sometimes I'll get the original, sometimes I'll get one of each.
Yep, that's good too.
You just don't know, you know? Depends on my mood. Depends. Sometimes the spicy one, sometimes they have ones that taste spicier than other ones.
They do. They very much do. And sometimes you get the wings and you go... oh, there's nothing in that. And then sometimes you get like the ones they've taken the skin off and you see just this red and you're like, oh, that's spicy.
Yeah.
Just dig into that and you're like, oh, that's the stuff.
You like the spicy.
Oh, I love it, mate.
You're a
good
spicy man.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a spicy man myself.
All right, well,
look, I bring a bit of spice to your life.
I look forward to being on your drive or breakfast show in the next week or two.
Okay, I'll be very excited. I will surprise Jazz. She's got no idea.
Blue Cordial with West LA. Mm. It's going to be magnificent. Yep. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
I'm excited now.
I'm gonna absolutely bamboozle.
You can turn this into a whole story. Up.
Yeah, she's got no idea.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Let's go out with this one in honour of the great man.
Hops again. What about that? He turned an anchor and he said, "I've got you in the air, mate." Cox is the biggest man there. Oh boy. Cox again.